This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. From the Jazz to BYU, from the Utes to the NFL, your local midday sports radio fix kicks off now.
Listen.
Presented by your Rocky Mountain Chevy dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
For all the sickness to go gone, because I wanted to play with my friends.
Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Good news, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Friday, we're going to be out at Elite Works.
I know. I'm pumped. I can't wait. EliteWorks.com. These are great guys. They're doing great work here in Lehigh. It's a software company based right there in Lehigh that actually built a web hosting platform where you can save extreme amounts of money with your website, but they're doing the free web rebuilds. And they are offering free web rebuilds to our listeners. And Scotty, so far we've had, over the two remotes we've done, I think we've had 85 listeners take advantage of that. So if you've got a website, you're sick of what it costs, you're sick of the way it looks, you want a rebuild, a new look, a fresh feel, or a more affordable hosting cost, go to EliteWorks.com. You'll see the 1280 The Zone sports logo up there. And you just click on that logo, the free rebuild logo, and off you're running. Or you can call them.
Or you can also, if you don't have a website and you need a website for your fledgling pen-making business, then you can go down there.
I know. We got to get this done. What was it going to be? What were we going to sell? Pens and what?
Pens and... I can't remember what were you bringing to the table.
I can't remember, Lloyd. Was it chocolates?
Yeah, pens and chocolates.
Pens and fudge.
Pens and fudge. Yeah, the fudge and pins and the pins and fudge site. You can also call them 844-523-2777. Tell them you want that free rebuild on your site. You want to freshen things up. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
So I'm blown away by what's happening. It's almost shocking to think of what's happening right now in the world of testing and negative tests and positive tests. You were just talking about a couple of high school football games that have been canceled.
Yeah, up in my neck of the woods, Viewmont is going to miss their next two games. I think it was Farmington and Bountiful, which that Viewmont-Bountiful game is usually a big one. So those two games, unfortunately, are not going to happen because Viewmont's dealing with some issues up there.
Okay, so when is the media and when is the investigative reports going to come out in regards to the NFL, Major League Baseball, and I think even NHL and all of the negative tests that they've had come through? We're talking, you know, between the three of those, hundreds of thousands of tests.
Yes.
And no new positives.
Yeah.
And by the way, Scotty, I was just talking to a former teammate of mine with the Indianapolis Colts last night on messaging, and I was going back and forth, and we were talking about this, and we're like, how is there no new tests coming out positive? Are we just not hearing about it? Because these guys are going home to their families. These guys are living a pretty normal life right now.
I mean, the NBA and the NHL make sense because they're in bubbles. I mean, they sent the NHL over to Siberia, Edmonton, which is essentially Siberia. And so that one makes sense.
Arctic.
The NBA in, in Orlando, that makes sense. They're in a bubble. Nobody can get in and out of that thing. But Major League Baseball, who had such a rough start.
Yeah.
Remember, everybody's like, oh, you got to shut it down. These players are, they can't stay healthy. And we had missed game after missed game after missed game. They've gotten themselves into a groove. And now you've got the NFL who, you're right, these guys are going home to their families. Nothing.
You want my guess? This is my guess.
Yes.
You're getting some positive tests. They are quarantining, and they are limiting media access and knowledge. I think they want
conspiracy theory.
I think they want to control the message so that they can control the tempo of the sport and that they can keep guys on the field and on the diamond and where they belong. But there's just no way that you've got 2,500 football players in the NFL right now that are going home and going about their lives. And you're having stadiums that are open. You know, there are a certain amount of guys that are coming to that Indianapolis Colts game or to that Dallas Cowboys game. Now, some of these stadiums are closed, like last night, Monday Night Football, and we're going to get into that here in just a minute because Scotty and I nailed it. Somebody didn't.
I know.
But we'll get into that in a minute. Man, how are these guys, how are these leagues just powering through? But my daughter's high school volleyball team with, what do they got, like 12, 13 girls on that team, they get shut down. You know, the couple of big football games here in the state of Utah, one really big one, gets shut down. And I know I've been keep kind of a running tally of high school games going on in the state. What was it, like 350 last week that I reported, or 300 or something like that? And we'll probably have 360, close to 400 by the time this weekend's over. So they are moving forward, but still you're finding positive tests. And you're just not seeing it in the National Football League or Major League Baseball now. And to your point with the NBA and the NHL, okay, I understand it. But even then, you'd think maybe in the NHL it'd creep in. I don't think it'd get into that bubble. That bubble was tight with the NBA.
I agree.
What do you think? You think they're controlling the messaging?
Well, I think that if guys were testing positive and it wasn't being reported, it's a lot like how I don't think the moon landing was faked because there's just too many people that are going to eventually spill the beans on it. I just think if you had, I mean, we're talking wives and kids and parents that could say, like, you know, the NFL told, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars told my kid not to, he's positive, and they told him to keep his mouth shut. So I just, I kind of believe it because I don't think that they could pull that off by keeping everybody quiet on it.
Yeah, can they do it not as a cover up, but as like a club protocol? Like, hey, you know, we're doing these tests, but this is how we're handling.
But every,
do you have to announce it?
Yeah, every week there's a COVID list that comes out in the NFL where they say we had X amount of positive or X amount of tests. It's like the NBA would do. And every week there's a COVID list that comes out.
Because there were some guys going into the season. Remember, there was a pretty lengthy list. Fred Warner was on it.
Yeah, yep. So it's out there, and there's some level of count. Now, they do put their names out there, too. And so since then, it's just been really quiet.
I wonder if guys are just doing what they're supposed to do. You would hope that that'd be the case.
I mean, you can get this thing as easy as stopping at Starbucks on your way home from practice.
And walking through a spittle cloud. A bad sneeze.
A haze of droplets.
Yeah.
That you could.
A hack.
Yeah. Aerosol. Just, you know.
Yeah. I grabbed some takeout last night, and I'm pretty sure I might have it.
What happened? Don't joke about it.
Why?
No,
did somebody sneeze at you?
No, nobody sneezed. It's just, I don't know if it was exactly the cleanest of places. Maybe a little nervous.
Hey, so you guys, by the way, thanks for going and trying the fajitas that I've sworn by. You still haven't done it, have you?
It's a long ways away.
It's not. For the best fajita in the state, it's not. Okay, so I've got the best pizza, my best pizza in the state.
It's so weird that Delta has the best fajitas in the state.
Hey, I've told you the best Chinese food in the state. It's up in Bountiful.
So you say. Now okay.
So you say.
Okay, all right. See.
I gotta come out that way.
So you say.
And give it a try.
Same with.
You were just there. So like last Monday.
I've got the pizza. I've got the fajitas. I've officially got the Thai food.
Oh, you can have the Thai food. I'm not interested in that.
No, you like Thai food.
Not really.
Oh, Tom Tuck Thai.
Tom Tuck Thai?
You talk Thai very well. Don't you remember that?
No, I don't.
Wrong name, but.
Was it? Tim?
No, it's not Tim. It's from Meet the Parents.
Yeah, but
what? Oh, okay. All right.
What's his name?
No, it's not Dina. Tom? He talked Ty good.
Yeah.
I'm really uncomfortable with all of this right now.
No, it's when he was saying that he doesn't know Ty. I think that you do like Thai food.
You remember like a Jedi.
You remember the red curry?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, that was good.
But you don't seek it out.
No.
Oh, I do.
There's never been a night where, and my wife does, and I feel bad because I should probably be more supportive because she likes Thai food. But she's like, there's this Thai place. And I'm like, I don't want to go get Thai food. Let's just go get a pizza. Like, I'm just, I don't know. For some reason, I haven't bought in on it yet.
Boy, I will seek it out.
Jack talk Thai.
Ah, Jack talk Thai very well. That's my favorite. Oh, Scott like Thai.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to come try the Chinese food that you speak so highly of.
Okay.
So he says.
Or so you say.
So you say. Is it the orange chicken?
Orange chicken is great.
Hey, did you see the recipe I sent you of orange chicken?
I don't remember that.
I texted you.
Oh, yeah. General Sal.
Oh, General Sal.
Yeah.
That looked good, huh?
Yeah.
Am I out of the circle of trust or something? Why do you never send me the food?
I'll send you.
I never get these.
I'll send it to you right now.
I like food.
Oh, Lloyd like food.
By the way, it's the shrimp. The cashew shrimp is what you need to get up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Orange chicken's good. Beef and broccoli's good.
Bacon's good.
Brad's tweeting in, the Mandarin is the best, bar none. Yes, Brad, you are correct. I am talking about the Mandarin.
Oh, did you just drop the name?
Yeah.
Is that good, huh? It has the ambience.
Really? It's not owned by one of my neighbors. Stop.
Okay, Lloyd, I just sent you the recipe for General So's chicken.
Is it So or Sal? Always.
Maybe Sal. For 20,
I thought it was General Tao.
For 35
years. Yeah.
For 35 years of my life, I said General TSO. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because they're all capitalized. So I'm always like, well, it's got to be an abbreviation.
I want an order of General TSO's chicken.
Go back to not sending me stuff. I don't want recipes.
Hey, we got to get into this.
Yeah.
Scotty and I nailed this thing.
We knew it, but somebody had no faith in his team. Let's get to it. Starting lineup now here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup.
Starting Lineup.
Presented by University of Utah Health.
Gotta love!
On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
I think the Raiders win tonight. Brand new stadium, new city. You can't let your new community down by playing poorly in your first game. They got a great running back who's going to run for probably 160, three touchdowns, and about a 10-point victory.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
Waller comes in motion to the left side. Now he'll go back out to the right. Carr's going to throw. Dumps it to him for a touchdown. Beautiful. They went to Alec Ingold. They crossed him up. Ingold set in front of Jacobs. Carr going to throw. Rolls right wide open. Touchdown, Waller. Beautiful play. Fourth down. Write it down. Fourth down and one at the goal line. Mr. Gruden gambles, and Derek Carr with a terrific play call. Waller was wide open, coach. Carlson will kick it. This to put it away. Good snap. Good hold. Kick on its way.
Got it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Vegas is going to win its first game at Allegiant Stadium.
Oh, that autumn wind rustling through the leaves there in Las Vegas. Raiders get the W last night, and that was a fun game. I honestly, Lloyd, I thought your guys were dead there in the first quarter. Did not look good.
I thought so as well. I was like, oh, this is great.
17-7 was about as bad as it got.
That was as bad as it got.
And then just
somehow their defense got some stops. Like, I just didn't see that being able to get any stops with Drew Brees.
So, let's go back to who said that it was going to be a 10-point win. Oh, that was, I think that was me. I said that. I mean, I think probably 160, three touchdowns and a about a 10-point victory. How much did Jacobs
But you were trolling. Oh, he only went for like 88.
Oh, okay. Well,
he didn't quite hit the Hundy.
Yeah.
But Waller had himself a game.
Derek Carr looked great. Your defense looked solid.
Now those linebackers are a little bit slow, but okay. They did it. I said it would be a high-scoring game.
Josh Jacobs is a beast.
Stays healthy. He's powerful and he's fast.
That run he had in the fourth quarter where he dropped a shoulder on a New Orleans defender and just ran right over him. He's a beautiful runner.
And I'll be honest, they gave the ball to Booker at a really important time, and I just prayed that he didn't fumble.
Yeah, Devonta Booker had three carries last night. Now, negative 1 yards, but he had.
But the most important thing is he didn't fumble, which he would have done had he been wearing a
Broncos
uniform.
You know, his very first carry for the Raiders was a fumble. He fumbled it out of bounds, but.
Yeah.
Well, so it wasn't a turnover, just a fumble?
Just a fumble. He fumbled it out of bounds.
He's making progress.
I told you, man, yesterday I talked about Darren Waller, too, and I'm a fan of that tight end. And he is a spectacular receiving tight end. So between Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller, you know, you throw in Hunter Renfro. You hope that Derek Carr can be what you tried to pay him to be. What was it, 2 years ago? Did you pay Derek Carr the year you paid Gruden?
I think it was a year before.
Was it the year before?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because they paid Derek Carr.
They paid him a lot. He's definitely not the highest paid now.
But he looks like he's pretty focused. And don't look now, Las Vegas Raiders fans, but you've got a 2-0 undefeated Raiders team right now. That's
only the second time in the last, 17, 18 years the Raiders have started a season 2-0.
Was that a hateful thing, or is that you being serious?
No,
that's a stat?
That's a stat.
Out of anger. That's
no, 2-0 is not that. You should, you know, every now and then, every 3 or 4 years, even if you're a bad team, you should be able to start off a season 2-0.
Here we go. Here it is.
Well, look, the Saints are a good team, and even they couldn't start 2-0.
No.
Even they couldn't get over the Las Vegas Raiders. What'd you think of the whole Las Vegas Raiders show? Did you like the on top of the roof?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Halftime performance?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a huge fan of the Killers. Huge fan. Did they get a new front singer?
Because
that guy looked like he was 18.
I don't know.
Hadn't the Killers been around?
They've been around for a bit, for sure.
Since like the late 90s? Wasn't Mr. Brightside like early 2000s, late 90s?
I would say 2005, 2004, around there.
Well, if that is the same lead singer.
Mr. Brightside.
He's not aging. Why? What is it?
Nothing.
Wait, there was something about that.
No, I can't remember.
Yeah, you can. We said something about it.
Yeah, you know what I said about it.
I just can't remember. I liked it, man. You throw some fans in there, that place is going to be rocking.
Yeah, no, the place is going to be a lot of fun. It will, because Vegas is such a, what's the right word to use? Nomadic. There's not a lot of natives of Vegas. You know, people have been there 2-3 generations. So I do think that you're going to have, like, people move to Vegas for work. It's like Phoenix, and that stadium down there is whenever a team comes in, like the Packers or the Cowboys or some of these legacy teams, they're going to drown out the home fans from time to time because they're going to travel or they already live in Vegas and they've been a fan of that team forever. So they're going to sell that thing out. It's always going to be a lot of fun. But when some legacy teams come in, they'll get drowned out a little bit. But that's all right. I think the stadium looks absolutely beautiful. And I think that's been kind of the interesting thing about not having fans in the stands and watching the new stadium in L.A. and then watching the new stadium in Vegas. You get to see what the stadium looks like a little bit more without having fans. They've done such a great job on those stadiums. They look just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Now I can't wait for them to get packed.
It's kind of fun to see them without fans in them.
I know. Yeah,
you get to see the infrastructure a little bit more, and it's pretty incredible. I do think that Las Vegas, Scotty, I'm going to be careful with this, but Las Vegas is a bit of fool's gold out of the gates. To Lloyd's point, they don't have the defensive presence, and there were two things that I was watching defensively for the Raiders because, you know, following the Raiders and Broncos, it's fun for me because you guys love them. So if I get an opportunity to break down any kind of trench play or whatever with him. So I watched the Raiders a little bit. Lloyd, my biggest fear for Vegas right now is I don't think they've got a true pass rush threat. Do they have a true pass
Crosby
rush threat?
Had himself a nice year last year. He was there.
He got after it a little bit.
Yeah,
I remember him roughing up the Broncos in the game.
Yeah, he had a nice year last year, and they started to get pressure, a little bit of pressure as it went along. I agree. I don't know how much pressure they're going to be able to get, and I think their linebackers are kind of slow.
I don't think
their linebackers are great.
Okay, so they had zero sacks against the Saints, and they had one sack against the Panthers. So one sack in two games and no TFLs against the Saints and two TFLs against the Panthers. So, you know, you're one sack, two TFL in the first two games. Worry about a little bit if their defense can hold up, maybe a little bit. But, you know, to get a win against the Saints team right now, that's a really good team.
Yeah.
And that's a really good win.
They were without Michael Thomas. I don't know how much that affected them. But Kamara, that guy was able to, for the most part, run at will and receive at will. That guy had a game.
Yeah. I do like Damon Arnett, though. I think you've got a really nice corner out on the edge that can line up against a lot of good receivers.
Hey, can we talk about the field goal for a second?
I'm so glad you're going to. Because like, I didn't like the call. I hated the call.
And even now, I wouldn't make the call. Like, I tweeted out, I could have the love child of Morton Anderson and Tom Dempsey, and I still don't kick that field goal.
It was a bad decision, and it was you're in Vegas. It was a gamble.
It was a big gamble.
It was a huge
gamble. All right,
gamble.
So you're up.
You're talking about the 54?
Yeah, so you're up seven with, what, about a minute 15 left?
Yes, about a minute 15.
And if you miss that field goal, New Orleans, who just scored a touchdown on their last drive, only needs to go 55 yards to send this thing into overtime with a minute 10 because they get the ball at the 45-yard line.
And I think they had one timeout, or maybe they didn't have any timeouts.
I'm not sure.
One.
They had one.
I knew they didn't have much.
And so you missed that field goal, and that's not that far, and that's still a lot of time for Drew Brees to go down and try to get the game-tying touchdown. He nails it, and good for him. That's great. That was gutsy and reward with having a lot of faith in your kicker. But, boy, I don't know if I'd do that. I'd try to punt that thing, put it inside the 10. That takes another 15 seconds off the clock. And Drew Brees has to go the length of the field to send that game into OT.
That was Gruden wanting to get that first win there.
That guy right there is
Vegas.
A field goal kicker.
That guy, and he kicks on the football field.
He can kick anywhere on the football field.
I think he missed an extra point in the last game, I'm pretty sure. So
he's 100% on extra.
Is he 100%?
Points.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this is a fifth round pick out of the 2018 draft to Minnesota. I don't know how or when. When did he end up with the Raiders?
Last year.
Okay.
So he's been with them for 2 years?
This will be his second. I can't remember if it was the whole year he was there last year or if it's in part of the season. They've gone through, since Janikowski, they've gone through a couple of kickers.
I miss Janikowski.
Yeah. Right now, so Lloyd,
I'm telling you, that was him just saying, you know what, I want this win. Let's go get it.
He's 8 of 8 on extra points and 4 of 4 on field goals so far with that 54-yarder last year.
It's a lot of confidence to have in him. And apparently he's having a baby. He was having a baby that night.
He's doing a lot better than, who was that? Gaskowski.
Yeah. Although he had another game winner.
Did he?
In week two.
He did?
Yeah. Tie ball game. Split it through the uprights. So he's got, as bad as he was in week one, he's got two game winners.
So you didn't like it. I actually liked it. I like the kick. Now, it goes against what your management would be.
Yeah.
But if I've got a kicker and he's feeling confident and I'm feeling confident and I want to put the knife, because that kick, that field goal is a knife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was done. Like you heard Brent Musburger say, it's over. Raiders are going to win. As soon as that goes through the uprights, that game is 100% over.
So you would have walked your punter out and tried to, you know, pin him inside the 10.
I need a kicker with a bigger sample size of making clutch kicks. Before I do that, like I need a guy that's been on my team 6 or 7 years.
But what was your alternate? Like, how would you have managed that?
Oh, I would have punted.
punted, try to get him inside,
to put inside the 10. Yeah.
Let's say you have the Raiders defense. The Raiders defense isn't very good. Do you trust them enough to be able to hold Drew Brees?
So essentially you're looking at if you can make the guy fair catch it at the 10, you're looking at and adding an extra 35 yards.
Which you could minimum. I mean, you could possibly even pin him. You know, that's the.
How's your punter?
I don't know enough about him.
Okay.
Yet, like, yeah, he never pinned him inside the 10. I don't think.
I think he could have
all night. I don't think
you're kicking from there. You better be able to as a punter. So let's just say, for the sake of conversation, Scotty, the 10, even though you might be able to pin him inside the 10. That Raiders D at the 10 against Drew Brees and that offense with what would it be, a minute 20?
Yeah. No, it was – well, no. By the time you got the kickoff, I'd say you'd be looking in the 58, 59 range. I think you're under a minute.
Just under a minute?
Yeah.
And one timeout?
Last year, by the way,
that's a tough call.
Yeah.
That Carlson, that kicker, was 6 of 10 from 40 to 49. It's not really great. 0 of 2 from 50 plus last year.
Didn't even hit one last year, huh?
No, didn't even hit one.
I loved it. Guys,
no, hey, look.
I love the NFL right now.
I love the NFL, and I love – make no mistake, I'm not saying he's dumb. I love the call. I wish I have guts like that. I'm just saying if I were him, I would not have done that. But I admire it like crazy, and I'm glad it worked for him.
I don't think
You know what? I'm going to backtrack.
Okay, no, I'm not.
I don't think you are.
I'm going to backtrack. I actually like the call because you know what the Raiders do more than anybody? They go prevent.
That was aggressive.
Nobody prevents like the Raiders.
And by the way, that's a statement that's a statement to your team, too. Like, no, when we can put the nail in the coffin, we're going to do it.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a good point.
I like the aggressive look. I like the move. Lloyd, are you all in on this team now? Are you feeling like this is the team?
I'm a Raiders fan, of course. You know, it's my team. I'm excited about it.
The Chiefs, the Chargers gave the Chiefs all they could handle. You know, maybe, and that's the Chargers, so maybe you got a shot there.
Gruden's made improvements every single year he's been there. They improved by 3 games last year.
Well,
they improve again. They improve by another 3 games. They're in the playoffs. So,
well, I mean, geesh, if he improves a little bit and on every year of his contract, he's got 10 years left. So that means he'll be 16-0 by the time he gets done there.
Have a Super Bowl.
AFC West, is that the toughest division? Or would it be the NFC West?
I wouldn't give it.
I would say the AFC North.
You got the AFC North?
Well, no.
I think the NFC West is tougher than the AFC
North.
Yeah,
it's NFC West. Yeah.
Arizona, Rams. Seahawks.
Yeah, it's got to be the NFC West.
Niners. That's a tough division. It's great, man. The NFL is just, it's thick with storylines, and there's some really good football being played. And it doesn't, you know, the coronavirus has not played an effect on taking out athletes, but the injuries have.
All right. To your point, NFL and NFLPA, this just barely came in, just released its COVID-19 testing data for September 13th. Through the 19th.
3 days.
6 days. 7 days. It's that week. September 13th through the 19th.
Oh, okay.
14,074 tests administered to 2,483 players. Zero positive tests. 22,590 tests administered to 5,407 other personnel. 5 positive tests.
But no positives on players.
Positives on players. So that's coaches, administrators, GM, stuff like that.
Give me the numbers on the ops side.
On the ops side, 22,590 tests administered to 5,407 personnel and 5 positive
tests.
5
positives.
Yeah.
But zero. That's some big numbers on a full week period.
Yeah.
And you're getting zero positives on players. These guys are either – you've either got 2,500 laser-focused dudes that have shut their wives and kids and parents and grandparents and shut them all, either all down or out, and they have kept themselves clean. That's very unlikely, but impressive.
Don't go moon landing on this. They're being responsible.
Okay.
Hands of Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. We continue on next here on The Zone.
Let's go!
The Big Show.
It's a big deal!
With Gordon Monson and Jake Scott.
Football Fridays. Coach Mack, Alema Harrington. We're here at the warehouse. Tom Alema said he was a little bit jealous.
Well, just a little.
Having a Alema deal.
Alema special.
Okay.
I've got about 10 love seats.
Ha-ha!
Hey, what do you think, Coach?
That's just what you need is a love seat.
Alema does love need a love seat.
There is nothing wrong with cuddling on a love seat.
Okay, well, I
cuddle with my wife and watch a movie.
Yeah, I agree with that. My wife is practicing social distance.
She's been doing that for 25 years, right?
I was waiting for Gordon to pop in on that one.
The Big Show, weekdays from 2 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hey, Lloyd, you better enjoy your time with the Raiders being good, though, because the Broncos have Blake Bortles, so everything's going to be just fine now.
Well, they signed him to an entire to the rest the remainder of the year.
Elway stinks. Stink. Football team stinks. You stink.
They must have found something in Locke's shoulder.
Said 3 to 5 weeks, so.
Is it his throwing shoulder?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, Bortles, he's the man. You know, when he was with Central Florida, he was incredible. Third overall pick back in 2014. Set records with Jacksonville. Did a lot of good things with Jacksonville. Just couldn't stop turning the ball over.
Yeah. He stinks.
In fact, the
Broncos stink.
He led the league in a 4-year period with 75 turnovers.
That's a considerable amount. Jameis Winston thinks he needs to dial it down a little bit.
Yeah, even Jameis is like, "Hey, that's the reason that nobody wanted you."
Yeah. All right. NBA playoffs resume tonight. It is game number 3 between the Lakers and the Nuggets. This in a normal series, we would look at this and say, well, okay, well, the Lakers won the first two games at home. It shifts down to Pepsi Center. This would be the game that Denver's going to win. That certainly obviously is not the case. I don't know. Lakers are a 6.5-point favorite. I think the Nuggets will win one of these games in this series. If they're going to win, it'll probably be tonight.
Well, Denver's going to get themselves I think I've got a feel for how this is going to go.
Okay.
Denver's going to get themselves in a 0-3 hole.
And then they're going to win it in 7.
And then they're going to win 2. And then the Lakers are going to beat them in game 6. I think that's how it's going to go. So I think that the Lakers win tonight, and then they kind of take their foot off the pedal a little bit. And Denver gets a couple of wins, and then the Lakers are like, oh, well, we got to end this so that we can get ready for the championships here. But right now the Lakers are a steam engine, and they are full bore ahead, and I think they see Miami. Well, obviously Boston is now looking like they might compete in this one a little bit, but it's going to be Miami, and I think that they see Miami as an easy target. I think them coming out of the West, and even though Denver wasn't exactly the team they thought they'd match up with, I'm sure they thought they were getting ready for the Clippers.
You don't have to deal with Milwaukee. You don't have to deal with Toronto.
Right.
You get Miami.
I could not be more happy. And Boston.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't have to deal with those three teams and I can find a way to really limit Jimmy Butler and try to slow down his cast and crew, I feel like the Lakers could just go through this knife. In fact, my guess is the Lakers lose a total of 3 games here on out from now until the championship. I think they lose 2 to Denver. I think they only give 1 up to Miami.
I could flip-flop that, but I agree with you. I think I might say they lose 1 to Denver and 2 to Philadelphia.
To Miami?
Or Miami, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
But
there are.
But I agree with the number overall.
Yeah, they are a tough team right now, and they're laser focused, and they smell blood in the water. And they're, you know, I know a lot of people don't buy into this. Well, they're playing for somebody. Some people, I don't think, there's a lot of people I don't think buy into it. I think a lot of people think, oh, well, professional athletes are just driven. They're internally driven. Oh, well, if you can't get hyped up enough for a game because you're a professional athlete and you're playing against Denver or you're playing against Miami, then you've got an issue. Well, those people have never played for something. They don't know, you know, this. The Lakers are playing every other night. The Lakers have already played in the bubble. What, they have the eight play-ins? They've probably, what, got 17, 18 games under their belt?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there? They've already played a lot of games. And every other night, you're finding a reason to get up and go. Now, that reason can be a championship, but it's nice to have something that bubbles the blood a little bit, something that ticks you off, something that motivates you, something that you remember. That's why you're always seeing athletes write stuff on their shoes or build new shoes. Or, like, who was the Raider last night that had the tribute to Oakland and Las Vegas on his shoes? Was it Jacobs? I think it was Josh Jacobs. Guys are always looking for something, and the Lakers have the ultimate play for reason. The ultimate. I could promise you, Scotty, if I was a Laker, every night, every game day, I'd be thinking about, man, this is Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
This is what he would do.
Yep.
And I'd be thinking about his wife and his kids are out there, and they're watching this. And it's not just for Kobe. It's for Kobe's daughter, too. So I actually feel like they've channeled it. And those are some tough dudes. If they channel something and have extra motivation, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, they could probably do it without motivation. But I think the motivation is going to push them through pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's such a emotional moment that you would think – it would be tough to carry that throughout the 3 or 4 months. But especially when you get close to a championship and you know that you want to put one up on the banner, you know, put a banner up for number 24.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. And I think these guys are embracing that.
Well, I know that you said put the Mamba gear on from here on out because they're 3-0 when they're wearing the Mamba gear. And if you haven't heard about the Mamba gear, to our listeners out there, essentially Kobe Bryant designed a Lakers uniform. And it's got kind of a reptile skin feel to it. It's got different logoing. It's all black. It's really a sweet looking uniform. And when the Lakers put it on, they're 3-0. They haven't lost in it yet. But see, Scotty, I think to your point, I do think you got to be careful about that to a certain extent, because if you're really going to push it and call on it, you still got some games in front of you. Don't exhaust it.
Yeah. That would be my only concern, is that it's going to,
because it is emotional to play for him every night.
Every other night.
Really emotional.
Putting that banner. But you could tell, though, when as soon as Anthony Davis hit that three and he yells out Kobe.
Oh, yeah, you know what's in these guys' hearts.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not a Lakers fan, but I do love Kobe Bryant. I love what these guys are playing for right now.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 1047, what you may have missed, coming up next right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Former Cougar Jordan Pendleton joining us. Your Cougars looked awesome against Navy. How much of that do you think BYU's got a really good offensive line and they are going to roll through Troy and roll through the other teams? And how much of that was Navy hadn't been hitting and it really isn't a fair test?
That's a tough one, man. They did look unbelievable. It was so nice to see an identity on offense. And I'm hoping that that's how BYU's going to play the rest of the season. And we'll find out. You would love to see them be able to play with that momentum and carry that momentum on, but having 2 weeks off and then now facing Troy, it'll be interesting to see how BYU comes out and how they've been preparing for the last 2 weeks since the victory over Navy.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Time for another edition of What You May Have Missed. You may have missed this just because it was just released just a moment ago. Adam Silver, in an interview with Bob Costas, now says that the start of next NBA season will be in January at the earliest. So if you've had your hopes, and this is not a surprise, the December 1st start date was never going to happen.
That would have been really fast, buddy.
The Christmas, maybe. But now that's gone. And now, not so much. I mean, honestly, with the emphasis on social injustice and Black Lives Matter, they might start it on Martin Luther King Day, which would be around January, 15th, around in that area.
Right. Yeah, that would be... Is it January 15th? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
That would probably be a pretty solid guess. Do you feel like when he says January, do you feel like it's in January?
This will be Monday, January 18th.
Okay.
Will be next MLK Day. It's the third Monday of every January.
I'm just glad that they're going to have another one. Yeah. Hey, what you may have missed... did you see that the University of Florida hired quarterback coach Brian Johnson to be their offensive coordinator?
Nice.
So former Utah quarterback, member of 1280 The Zone for a while. He used to do quite a bit of radio with us through, I think it was two seasons. He and Castile had a blast with him. He's great coach, fantastic player, really great quarterbacks coach. He's now been promoted offensive coordinator.
Nice.
I thought that was really cool. The other thing in what you may have missed, Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin are teaming up, and they have now announced that they are kicking off a new single-car NASCAR Cup Series team for 2021, and the driver's going to be Bubba Wallace. And I was wondering how they went forward and did this, but Denny has purchased a charter from Germain Racing, and then Germain Racing put out a release saying, you know, we're done with this format. So Denny was able to get the charter from Germain. Michael Jordan is the primary funder. He's the money behind all of it. And Bubba Wallace is going to be the driver. I think it's awesome, man. I love it. Put that NASCAR team out there. Let's see what Michael Jordan could do in the world of NASCAR.
Because he's been great with an NBA team.
Oh. Well, he grew up a NASCAR fan, though, Scotty.
Really?
He grew up a basketball player, but he was a NASCAR fan.
But deep down, it was all about NASCAR with Jordan.
But you got to imagine Denny Hamlin knows how to run a
team.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Denny's going to be all right.
Like, if it was just Michael Jordan and the team, I'd be like, oh, this is not going to go well. But I think Michael bought it and was like, okay, Denny, now go do something with it.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scott here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Andrew Reinhart, kind enough to join us from Wasatch Medical. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, it's good to chat with you again. A lot of our listeners out there have been dealing with some issues in the bedroom, and probably some of the more time at home has probably made that issue a little bit more prevalent than maybe it's been in the past, and now it's time to get it taken care of.
It is time to get it taken care of. And there's a lot going on with our technology. That is the acoustic wave therapy. It opens up and regrows blood vessels. We've treated thousands of guys. So, you know, I see the results. We hear the testimonials. And now what's so interesting is that the science is coming around. And we've got all these clinical studies that have been done on the technology showing that we can regrow blood vessels and eliminate erectile dysfunction. And I wanted to, if it's okay, read a couple sentences from this clinical study from Cambridge, which most people know who Cambridge is. They know the kind of work that they do. They recently conducted a study on this technology and, you know, tested blood flow on the patients before they got started and after. And it is astonishing to see the results. Their words here says, we found that 95% of men had improved blood flow, which is astonishing in the medical world. And here's a couple cool sentences. None of the men had side effects. And this is really interesting. The men's age and severity of ED did not affect the results. So that is telling us that this works. It works despite age or medical history or how severe your erectile dysfunction is. So if you're out there listening, you're suffering with ED, things aren't going so well in the bedroom, this technology can be a great alternative to the pills.
And, of course, you call right now, 801-901-8000. You can go in and get that assessment. And, of course, as always, you're offering up a lot of free every time you call in.
There is so much free. If you are struggling with ED, call us now. We'll do the assessment for free, the exam. The doctor will test your blood flow. That's all free, plus a little special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. And now just recently, new patients even get testosterone for free with us. So we've got every angle of erectile dysfunction covered now.
801-901-8000. Make that phone call right now. 801-901-8000 right here on the Zone Sports Network.